Hey Josh, just found your station and I'm loving it, man. It's great content, great advice for people like me who are looking for new opportunities and discovering passions. Keep putting out great content. Thanks, Josh.
Jeff, I'm dying. Jeff, I'm totally leaving that in there. I should probably start this over, but I'm not. I really appreciate the call-in, man. Glad you favorited the station. I'm going to have to come over and check out your station. This is the worst anchor segment ever. Jeff, you got me off my game. I don't know what's going on. I'm going to have to check out your station, see if you're publishing some stuff, and see what that's all about. So, but thank you for the favorite. Thank you for the encouragement. And thank you for checking out the station. I really appreciate it, man. Thanks.
It is Wednesday, January 24th, and I'm Josh Newton. Welcome to the I'm Josh Newton Show, where it is all about putting your potential into practice. So in Monday's episode, I was really trying to deliver some motivation and get people started who have been putting off focusing on their passions and chasing something that they really believe in. And I actually had somebody reach out to me after that episode and they said, I'm on board, I get it, and I love the motivation you provided, but I need some help with some next steps. So that's really what I want to talk about today is maybe you listened to that episode, maybe you've listened to somebody else's podcast and you've gotten motivated and you're ready to move forward with focusing on your passion, focusing on your strengths and going after something that's really important to you, but you're struggling with what those first steps are. Sometimes these first steps can be a little bit different depending on your situation and depending on what types of experiences you've had in the past. So if you're really familiar with who you are and you have a good idea of what your design is, your DNA, I think you're already on a really solid footing for figuring out what it is you should be doing. What is that work that you're meant to do? That DNA and that hardwiring really narrows that focus to a certain set of things that you should be doing. But for somebody who is still struggling with that concept, or for somebody who this concept is new, one of the very first things that you have to do is take an inventory. And what I mean by take an inventory is actually probably sit down with a piece of paper and write down some of the previous jobs, the previous roles that you've played, and just make a list. You probably know what these things are in your head, but as you make that list, start to take some notes on what it is that you actually enjoyed about that job. Maybe you didn't love the entire thing. Maybe you thought it was a dead-end job. Maybe you never thought it was something you wanted to do. It was just something that can make you money, but there was probably a reason why you chose that over another job that could pay your bills at the time. There's probably times in all of these jobs, whether you hated the overall experience or not, where you enjoyed it. It may not have been the actual work that you enjoyed, but there was something that you enjoyed during that time. What you should do is write down what some of those specific circumstances or situations were that you really enjoyed. Now, if you are starting to write down, you know, why you took these jobs, what drew you to them, what you were able to find enjoyable, even if you thought it was a dead-end job that just paid your bills, and see if there's a theme there. Just like in my episode where I talked about triggers and how those indicate one of the values that you bring to the world, this is very similar. Once you start to identify what that theme is, what that pattern of things that draws you to different jobs and different experiences is, you can start to get an idea of what's important to you, what you're good at, and what your strengths are. At the end of this inventory experience and exercise, hopefully what you have is a nice list of things that you're passionate about, that you care about, and also a list of things that you're good at. Hopefully there's an overlap between some of these things. So there's an area where you're passionate about something and you also have a skill or something that you would say you're good at in that area as well. And those are the types of things that you should start to focus on and explore and see if there's a way that you can turn those into a job. If you're embarking on this experience for the first time, I would love to hear from you, and I'd love to hear what your inventory looks like. What are some of those things you're identifying as your passions or things that you really care about that also overlap with skills or experiences and things that you're good at? If you have these type of lists going on, if you're starting to develop this inventory of passions and skills, please let me know. If you're listening to this on Anchor, you can give me a call in or you can leave me a comment. If you're listening to it on the podcast or on social media, you can reach out to me on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram under I'm Josh Newton.